Hello, this is not about a movie, but it's about an idea of a movie. Okay, I'm officially supposed to be boycotting this line. I left one other comment. This will be my last one. I'm leaving it to tell Paul Mack that he's just like Brian W. Feedback and he's closed-minded. And that's mainly what I want to tell him. But also, I want to leave a comment about film in general and TV shows. And the type of shows are the police shows, like Hill Street Blues, Cagney and Lacey, like the movies, like Serpico and Dirty Harry and all these movies that are so popular out there, the police shows. First, I want to tell you the reason I think that most of the young Americans and all the older ones and middle-aged Americans seem to think the police are doing a good job because they watch these movies and they believe all the propaganda that these TV shows and movies say. These TV shows say that the police are all good, they don't do anything wrong. The high-up sergeants like that Frank on Hill Street Blues and guys like Serpico are for the poor and they're against the criminal, which is not true in real life. But the average American buys this propaganda, and most of these shows, you look at the end of these shows, and it shows it's the ideas were based on some police officers and everything, and the police okay this stuff to be on the air. If it was against the police, it never would happen, because there's never in the history of movies or TV that there's ever been a show out to put down the police. There hasn't been a show on the air, a police show, to completely make a fool of the police and make them look like the garbage they are, except for maybe Barney Miller or some stupid comedy show, which is just there for your laugh and nobody takes it seriously anyway. But then when you take a serious TV show, like, you know, Adam 12, Police Story, and some of the other couple I mentioned, these shows are slanted on the side of the police, no matter how realistic they make it. They'll put one or two bad police in to make all the public think, well, the police can make a mistake and hire somebody wrong. But what they don't say is over half the police force are garbage. What they don't say is the vice squad and the mod squads cater to the criminals, not to bust them. They patronize gambling, prostitution, and drug dealing. Instead of arresting them, they take away a little of their drugs, or they deal with them. These vice officers will give immunity to some of the thugs on the street just so they can get a cut in their action. And this has been going on in the city of L.A. since the 60s and probably earlier, and probably other big cities too. And nobody does nothing about it. You get on, everybody on the line disagrees with me, just like most of the public will. They'll say that the police are basically good and we need them. And that's only a few of them that are that way. You're right, only a few of them get caught. The majority of them are that way, though. So all you guys, watch these police shows and go to the theaters and like all these detective shows and everything and think that God's gift to the world and the police and the, you know, your judges and all this other stuff. Well, you got another thing coming. You're a bunch of stupid fools, you know. And you can hate me all you want, because I speak what's true. And guys like Paul Mack, which are closed-minded, like to make fun of other callers, plus other comment lines like Calcom. Ever since the beginning, he's put down on and made fun of Rich Calcom, which is one of the best guys that's ever put up a comment line. He's refused to call his comment line until I left a comment against him on it. And he continually degrades him. And, you know, him and Brian Feedback, which are, I think they're the gods of telephones, get on there. And Brian refuses to play other comments of guys that are put down on homosexuals, since he is there's a rumor that he is that way. If you're against what he feels, he won't play your comments. And I believe Paul Mack's very similar. This is not a personal attack on you, Paul Mack, but I got the idea that you're closed-minded. You think you're too good to call back somebody that calls you. And also, you're prejudiced, you and Brian. So when you think that somebody's prejudiced against you guys for being gay or bisexual, you know, or whatever your preferences are, you know, you're prejudiced against others, too, for different reasons, you know. And you guys are definitely not God, you know. Yeah. Whoever started this rubbish about phone gods, well, I don't know. Anyway, I take a long time on these things, but that's because most of the time on these comments, you don't play them or edit them. And I got something to say, not like half these other callers who follow the media and believe in everything they see in movies and TV. Like I say, The American public believes in the bullshit that they see in movies. They're gullible, they're naive, and they believe everything they hear on the TV and in the theater. And most of them portray that the government is good, the American government is good, which is propaganda. The police are good, they're incapable of doing wrong. The judges are good and they can't be bought off. And judges are perfect little Christians and all that, and all this other stuff. So when you, each time you go to school, all you kids out there, and you're told that America's the best country in the world, investigate a little further, okay? Investigate further. All these patriotic Americans talk this shit and watch the TV and believe it, all the propaganda bullshit, okay? Because there's two sides to every story. There's a truth and there's a lie. And a lie is what's in the media, man, what's on the news, what's in those police shows. And that's where all the lies are. And the lies are your teachers at your public schools and most of the private schools, too. You can't get away from the bullshit. America's the number one country in the world. You got to keep believing the shit. And maybe a lot of other countries are bad. The communist countries, they're pretty bad. But there's other countries that aren't communist. And America's still supposed to be better than all the countries and everything, right? So you believe your bullshit government. Keep believing it. And Paul Mack, you don't have guts to play this whole comment without editing it. This one and the last one I left about the theater industry. I want those things played in full. But otherwise, you're afraid. Because you play all the other boring comments of everybody else. Now it's time to play a comment about somebody that'll tell everybody else what really your listeners what's going on out there, okay? Sorry, but I'm glad I took too long.
Son of a basket eater. How are you, buddy? And I'd like to welcome everyone else to this week's Movie Line Tape for the week of February 3rd through the 7th, 1985. Well, Bob, I have a few things on my mind, and basically, you're kind of an asshole. Yeah, that's right. You go on many lines, insinuating many things just to provoke reactions because you enjoy attention. That's right. And too many times have you said that that was going to be your final comment and you're boycotting the movie line. Well, if you're boycotting the movie line, why don't you just don't call? Yes, that's right. Don't even call us. We won't miss ya. Bob, we don't really dislike you. We kinda have a rotten stench in the bottom of our bellies for you saved up that we're about ready to puke all over you. So, if you don't call anymore, we'd be more than happy not to hear from you. And don't go around insinuating that I never play your comments intact because I just did, and we all found out just how painful that can be. Well, anyway, enough of me jabbering. Let's get on with some very important stuff from some very special people that have a lot of interesting things to say about Bob 213. Why critics and audiences are raving about Bob 213. Stark raving mad. That's right, they all agree on one thing, that Bob is an asshole. Plagiarizing the lines, he can't do anything right. Why, here's what Jim Clothesline has to say about Bob. And here's what Liz North Hollywood has to say about Bob.
You're a rotten goddamn vicious bastard, you know that? And like, I'm not even gonna waste my time with you anymore. You're not worth the litter in my cat box, and I really, truly hate you, and I can't say that of anybody else I know.
Oh, easy, Liz. Let's save the rough stuff for the men. Here's Fred Morley.
This is Fred Morley of Morley Cemetery, out here at 2382 Chatsworth Center, in the heart of the Orange System. I've been noticing a strange dish of excrement hanging around the funeral parlor. Well, and you know, it's his name is Bob 213, and you know, it's not too good of him to do this because he's beginning to annoy us out here because he's fussing to our system of embalming the situation. And you know, I listen to the movie line, and it's a great thing because, you know, it's a lot of stuff And basically, if he is going to be treating you people like this, I'd be more than happy to have him over to the embalming center, you know, and to show him just exactly how embalming is done and perform a specimen on the gentleman. You know. You know, and, not that we, you know, we're just this extra charge, we'll just bail it to the movie thing. But Bob, too, honestly, any time you'd like to come down, we'll show you exactly how it's done. Yeah, you know?
Well, here's what line runner John OCC thinks about Bob.
You are an asshole, okay? I think you're the biggest goddamn hypocrite I've ever seen. I really do. You know, I think you're a motherfucker. I really do. And, that's not a threat or anything like that. I'm gonna make sure it stops, because I'm not gonna put up with your little shit. I think you're an asshole, and you don't have the guts. You don't got the guts to face up to it, you know? Bye.
Well, looks like I'm not the only line runner that's fed up with Bob. Let's go over and hear what Professor Little Omen has to say about our fiendish foe.
Bob is the... He's a bit of a young whippersnapper. Old to most of you callers he is, but to me he's just a youngin'. And I'd like to personally kick the living shit out of that son of a bitch. And if I ever hear him leaving another comment on the movie line, especially since it has nothing to do with movies, I'll personally kill this son of a bitch. I'm pissed, okay?
Well, last but not least, let's go over to Broken Water, New Jersey, and hear what Mark Spazoleptic has to say about Bob 213. Well, there you have it. Yes, that's right. Audiences and line runners alike are all saying that Bob 213 is an asshole. And now that he's boycotted the movie line and he left his final comment, we won't have to put up with that anymore. I'm sorry for the interruption, folks. And now, let's get on with the movie line's regular programming. Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, Paul Mack, how are you doing? I'm supposed to be boycotting this line, but I decided I'll leave a comment anyway about the drive-ins and the other theater in the city. It seems to be a problem. Okay, you know, it's like, I'm going.
The world we are preparing, Winston, is a constant victory, a constant triumph. You are beginning to accept it. You'll soon welcome it. And finally, become part of it.
In 1949, George Orwell had a vision of the future. Today, that vision is still a best-selling novel, and his prophecy remains as terrifying as ever.
If you want a vision of the future, Winston, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
A future where freedom becomes slavery, where privacy is forbidden, the past forgotten, and where living people simply vanish. Yet one man and one woman dare to love.
Can you get Sunday off, moon off?
Yes.
Take this.
Everyone knows. The thing that is in room 101 is the worst thing in the world.
We can't get inside you. We can't get to your heart.
John Hurt, Susanna Hamilton, Cyril Cusack, and Richard Burton in the crowning role of his career.
What are your true feelings towards Big Brother?
I hate him.
You must love him. It's not enough to obey him. You must love him.
The film, of the book, of the year. George Orwell's 1984.
A very interesting film. I happened to see this film a couple of weekends ago in Westwood when it first opened up, and I thought it was quite an interesting film. Although I had never read the book, I still found it entertaining and enjoyable. It is, however, a very slow-moving film, and you won't find much action in 1984. However, the performances generate a kind of enthusiasm or energy, so to speak, that leaves you with a real impact, you know. So I believe that John Hurt could possibly have some nominations coming up next year for this film. He did a very good job, and Richard Burton did a fine job. I think that people are overrating his performance, however, because you know, he did pass away last year. And Burton was good, although not superb. I mean, there wasn't much for him to do in 1984. It wasn't. It was a very concentrated, focusing, small supporting part. But John Hurt was excellent. He really did quite an outstanding job. So I recommend 1984 for all of you who are looking for something intense. And it definitely is a real irky vision of the future. Now, I haven't read the book, so I found it a little bit difficult to follow, like I say. However, it still is interesting, although I wouldn't recommend it to all audiences who are expecting a lot of action and a real enjoyable, understanding plot. I think it has more of a message than anything else. So go see 1984, playing exclusively in Westwood and Newport Beach. In Westwood, it's playing at the UA Egyptian. Number for information is in the 213 area code, 208-4575. And in Newport Beach, it's playing at the Edwards Newport Cinema. Number for information is in the 714 area code, 644-0760. This motion picture is rated R, no one under 17 admitted without parent.
Hi, this is Mark Sherman Harris. I just went to go see a movie called, what was the movie called? 1984, the famous George Orwell novel made into the movie. Damn good movie, man. You guys gotta go see it. Oh, it's bitchin'. Well, I'm totally getting into this. In fact, I bought the album by the Eurythmics, as you're gonna hear any second now. That's the album. I suggest you go buy the album after you see the movie, or if you already have the album, listen to it as soon as you get home and party high. Well, this has been Mark Sherman Oaks rapping with you, and I guess I'll give you a call later. Bye.
Yes, one other thing I should mention is that if you go see 1984 at the UA Egyptian in Westwood, the admission tickets are $6 for adults, gang. That's a lot of money Why? I don't know. Maybe it's because this is like the only place you can see it. It's exclusive right here in Westwood and also over there in Newport Beach. But $6 for an adult admission, and I didn't even think the film was worth it. It's not in Dolby Stereo. It's not even in widescreen. Hey, if you want to go see it, you're going to have to pay $6. Just a warning, the UA theaters have always been the most expensive theaters and always will. They're the most expensive at their concession stands and admission tickets, which reminds me of the time when the UA Egyptian Hollywood was screening The Empire Strikes Back in 1984 when it premiered there. Their tickets were $5.50 for adults, and that was when tickets had only been, you know, $5 at the most for, you know, we're talking $4.50 and $5, and then they went and raised it to $5.50, and then not long after that, all the rest of the theaters raised their tickets to $5.50, and now $6? Okay, looks like we're gonna start seeing $6, gang, at all the theaters for adults, so gear up for that one, and now let's get on with more Film Listed comments.
Hello, all you movie line callers. This is Eddie Van Nuys. Haven't called in a while. I want to review two movies I should review a couple weeks ago. Beverly Hills Cop and Dune. Beverly Hills Cop, a generally done well movie. Very well done. I prefer it much over Dune. His performance, even Murphy's performance, was very good in this movie. A lot of strong language, I must admit. And on Dune, Dune was the dumbest movie I have ever seen. Reading all the books, it made sense, but it was very dumb. You had to read the books to understand the movie. Otherwise, fuck it. It wasn't worth shit then. Pardon my language. Out of all those, I'd probably give Beverly Hills Cop a 10, Dune a 0. That's my scale for this week.
Yes, I saw Ghoulies today, and it seems they cut out anything that would make this grade Z movie into a decent grade B movie. They've kept it at a PG-13, taken out all the exciting action parts where the ghoulies get the blood to spurt, the clothes to rip, and other assorted hijinks that ghoulies are known to do. The acting is worse than anything that you'll find on any UHF station, and the plot, what little there is disappointing to say the least. That's Ghoulies, so be sure to miss that one.
Hello, this is Stanley, and this week I want to tell you that I'm damn mad because I went into the movie theater. And I went to see a movie that I thought was going to be for my day, like burlesque, you know, that kind of stuff there. And all I saw was this stupid movie about supernatural bokaka. I don't know what it was. I mean, why do they call this stupid movie Girlies anyway? I mean, really? Oh, I don't know. This girl in the retirement center, her name is Margaret. She says the name is Ghoulies. No wonder. It was a very silly movie, but I would say the acting was pretty good, and the girls that were in there, they weren't very damn many, but they were pretty good looking. They got me kind of excited, you know. Margaret, she had to wheel me out halfway through, but I get too excited at movies anyway. So, hello, Mr. Paul Mack. I hope to see you again in the future, because I saw you once. And I'm really sorry. I didn't need to have a coronary on you. Goodbye.
Hey, how you doing? This is Mark from North Hollywood, Jr. I went to go see a movie recently. It's called Tough Turf. Good movie. I enjoyed it. It's got Kim Richards in it. He used to be originally on the TV show Nanny and the Professor, I think. I'm not sure. I think that was her, though. She also was a Walt Disney movie person and that kind of stuff. It's a good movie. They turned her into a slut, but that's okay. She looks pretty good. It's rated R, so any callers that are under 17 probably won't be able to get in. But what difference does that make? It's a good movie. I suggest you go see it. I guess I'll rate it, I don't know, an 8 or a 9 or something. Yeah, that's about it. Mark North Hollywood Jr. So I guess I'll catch you later. P.S. Jim Bob, if you call, hi.
Well, hello, Paul Mac and Movie Line callers. This is, of course, Mr. Fun. And as you know, Movie Line has scammed on several awards, nominations for the third annual Audi Awards. They scammed quite a few. And if you'd like a complete rundown of all the nominees for the third annual Audi Awards to be held March 30th, 1985, you can call telephone 882-9524 on March 26th and 27th weekend, and again on February 2nd and 3rd weekend for a complete rundown of the third annual Audi Award nominees coming soon to a telephone near you. And Paul Mac, hi to your face.
This is Wolf Mad Jack, and I'd like to say something about The Falcon and the Snowman. I saw it. Timothy Hutton was gripping, and Sean Penn was great, man. It was excellent. The Falcon and the Snowman. It's about Christopher Boyce, and it was pretty hot. You know what I mean? I really thoroughly enjoyed it, okay? Thank you, Paul Mac, for putting me on here. And, hey, take care, everybody in the movie industry. Bye.
Hi, gang. It's Bob Ob from Canoga Park, California, or better, somewhere in the West Valley. And I saw a movie on video called Electric Dreams, and I really liked it. I didn't see it in the movie theater, so this is the best I can do. And in a brief synopsis, it's a story about a computer who falls in love with a lady who is falling in love with the owner of the computer, and the owner of the computer is falling in love with the lady. But the computer wants the girl, but the man wins the girl, and the computer dies in the end because of the lack of good software. So that's my review of the movie. Was it? Oh, yeah. Electric Dreams. And anyway, gang, if you want to have some real fun, call 702-0429 in the West Valley near Observatory and Paul Mac next week. GBFN, have an observatory day.
This is Jack Plants, and whenever I want a movie review, I call Paul Mac's Movie Line. Believe it, or you better not. Thank you.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents The Style, The Moves, The Heart,
Invitation to Dance,
The Beat,
Invitation to Romance,
The Soul,
to dance.
The Heat.
The
happiest movie of the new year. That's Dancing. Rated G, general audiences.
Wondering why it's time for saying goodbye. Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good time we've had. Much more to say, foolish to try. It's time for saying goodbye.
Don't want to heed what we both know. Sometimes it's better to go.
Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when.
You're in my heart, so until then,
it's time for saying goodbye.
Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.
Hmm.
Well, kiddies, just when you thought it was safe to hang up the phone, it's Dr. Furberg reminding you that you can hear me, starring, sorta, in the Gopher Twins every Friday and Saturday on the movie line at 761-3330. Be there, and bring your volume.